All right, here we are. We're live, July monthly chat with our awesome summit partners. Hello, hello, hello. All of you, Shanna just kind of came on right on. I haven't seen some of you guys in a little bit. So it's really cool to see you guys here. All right, first and foremost, thank you all. And this is truthful. We hit that 500th show on Tuesday, which is truly amazing. Especially right before I got on, I was looking at it's a chart thing that shows podcasters. There's somewhere roughly around 600,000 podcasts out there now. And the One Extraordinary Marriage Show ranks at 930 of all podcasts in iTunes. So we're in the top 1,000 of podcasts. And truthfully, that has nothing to do with Elise and I and everything to do with you guys. So thank you so much.
Well, I will say it does have a little bit to do with us.
I know, but we could be...
we need to show up for the last 9.5 years.
But we could be talking and nobody be listening.
Absolutely.
And that's where, I mean, sure, we could talk, and yet we just have so many amazing partners and folks in the One family that make that possible.
Okay. So if we didn't show up, nobody would listen either.
This is true. I'm not saying they would.
We'd be like the 10 shows like I had originally planned on.
Which she had honestly originally planned on. So...
that's, so if you haven't listened to the show, though, listen to it.
Make sure you listen to it. It's not crazy long. We could have gone on longer with all the hugs we do have, but we just wanted to keep it tight and put some really special ones in there. A number of them came from you guys here, our summit partners. So thank you guys for sharing those.
I have a rainbow across my chin.
A what?
A rainbow. From
a rainbow
light.
From the light. Oh.
I'm like, what is that smart? I'm not bruised. It's a rainbow from the light coming in.
So... We're also in our money and marriage series, which is going off really well. We dropped the part 4 today, which is side hustle, and where I just wanted to give props to a number of folks here is Alicia, Mike, and Dan, who are going to be helping us a little bit in the next episode or the next part, which we did start talking about financial planning.
Financial planning. Retirement.
Retirement. Those types of things. So when you hear some of us, when we're just talking, they shared some great information there. So thank you guys.
Travis, I appreciate the fact that you're such a giver. And so you wanted to make room for everybody else. So you are waiting until the 600th show to get your hug in. You're right down on. To 50 weeks. So yeah. Just start planning now.
Plan that now.
He's got 50 weeks to get his hug
in. Plan that now. That's awesome. And Kimberly said she found out about us on the Smart Couple podcast 4 years ago. Wow. That's awesome. I will say Travis has probably been listening, since probably year like 8, somewhere around there.
Well, if you ask him how old his son is, that'll give you the,
yeah. How old is James? Is like 7.5 or something. No, James is 8. Yeah.
Well, I know.
Oh, thank you, Kimberly. Love the series on money and marriage. Awesome.
That actually came, series came about because you guys, here, you summit partner, said that was an area that you wanted us to discuss. And so thank you for being the catalyst for that. And thank you for the support around the series.
Yeah.
There are a lot of fun to dig deeper in. There are a lot of fun to just say, okay, what does this look like to not just have to wrap everything up in 30 minutes and go, okay, we're gonna cover what will in this series is it'd be 6 weeks. So what's that, 3 hours worth of content? Like if we had tried to do that in 30 minutes, it would have been such a fluffy episode because we couldn't go deep in anything.
Yeah. And the last one's a kicker too on that whole series. It's on estate planning. And we recorded that one today. But be ready because we're talking about wills, trusts, life insurance, all those things that we really don't want to talk about. And yet we really need to. Mm-hmm. So be ready for those ones. Those are all coming up in the next couple of weeks. So I just want to give props to those of you who are continuously being lively here in the group. Mm-hmm. If you're in here and you're seeing something, drop in, say something, add your insights. It truly is helpful to all of us. Even if it's just something quick, like I was asking about sleeping naked. And, oh gosh, I'm forgetting off the top of my mind who said they didn't like sleeping. I think it was Kylie said, you know, sleeping naked is just sort of like because of the sheets. And a couple of us added some different sheets, and I was like, oh, cool, great. I mean, because we need to get some new sheets as well. We have a great fleece set, but we need to get a new set as well. So add your insights. It doesn't have to be long-winded. You guys can be quick, but you'd be surprised at how much knowledge you guys have that can help somebody else here in the group. All right, you guys are going crazy over here. It's 8.5 years now. That's okay. I thought it was somewhere in there. Thanks, Travis. Karen, I've been taking notes on this series halfway through number 3, right on. I'm commuting. Yeah, you're like me, Kimberly. I pretty much only listen to podcasts when I'm commuting. So I have to write like quick notes or
voice message
it. So, yeah.
So I'm just actually in, when I'm looking down, I'm in the group. And so just looking at some of the chat outside of the video call and just what you guys are talking about. And I saw that Greg had posted about love languages. And I just actually, because this comes up so often in coaching, wanted to just add my 2 cents on that. So okay. I hope you will let me do that.
Yeah.
The 5 love languages is probably one of, I'd say probably the top 10 quintessential marriage books. Most people know about the 5 love languages, or they've heard of the book. Or
we've mentioned it on the show.
We've mentioned it on the show. I mean, it's possible somebody's heard a show.
I know, but just even recently we mentioned it.
Yeah, I might have mentioned this then, but I'm going to repeat it just so it's here. It's incredibly helpful to know what your love language is and to know what your spouse's love language is. Chances are you do not have the same love language. It tends to work out that way. It does happen where you can both have the same love language. But even then, how that love language needs to be expressed is different, right? So it's great to know that my love language is words of affirmation. There's a reason Beautiful Wife landed on me and has stuck so much. It's because words really matter to me. But certain words, right? Like, Alisa, thank you for cleaning up the office. As much as he likes that, does nothing for me. I'm like, who cares? Right? This is my workspace. I don't care. But when he calls me his beautiful wife, I'm like, oh, I know it. So when you find out what your spouse's love language is, sit down and have the conversation and ask them, what are 2 or 3 ways that I can demonstrate love to you in your love language?
Mm-hmm.
And then do it. Whatever they say, it may seem completely awkward. I had a couple.
If you know your love language, just share it in here. I mean, we love, and if you know your spouses, put it in there as well. Did some of them do that?
Yeah.
But I mean, we're just here chatting we can even discuss that right up in here, which is great, because I think that's it's an area where even sometimes we would get tripped up on it, and having to just make sure hey, wait a minute, that's mine. How do I speak to you in your love language?
Because the other tendency is that, because mine's words of affirmation, it's very easy for me to, call Tony up and be like, you're amazing. I can't believe how you provide, which definitely touches him on some level, but his is acts of service. And it's not just anything, because
I think
yours has changed. I think you need to take it again.
Mm-hmm.
But it's looking at that and saying, okay, I can't love Tony the way that I want to receive love. I need to love Tony. If I wanted to really land and take root, I need to love him the way he wants to be loved. Mm-hmm. And I need to honor him. It's like I had a couple that physical touch was theirs. And it turns out the wife really likes to have her forearm rubbed. Mm-hmm. Completely obscure. I would have never guessed that. But having that insight for her husband was game changing, because he's like, now I know how to show her that I love her. And it's a simple thing. But instead of putting his arm around her or doing something like this or holding hands, which is all good, I mean, she wasn't going to turn it down, but to touch that forearm really was a game changer.
And I will even say with that, for us and for me and Alisa in particular, sometimes we got to remember those things, and sometimes we have to remind our spouse. And it's not nagging. It's not forcing them to do something. We're doing it in love. And sometimes, like for me, and I've told her this many times, man, when we're just driving down the road, your hand on my knee means a ton to me. But Alisa sometimes just doesn't click. So it's just that gentle reminder. And sometimes it's not even with words. It's just, hey, I grab her hand and she knows I want to hold her hand. I just will move it onto my leg. And there's no harm. There's no foul. So let me see. Where are we? Okay, right here. Physical touch. Oh, hold on.
So Tammy says physical touch and words for her.
Physical touch and words for you. And then acts of service in time for Aaron. Okay. Acts of service for Kimberly, Judy, Paul's service, and yours is the quality time. Okay. Ashton is quality time and Cade's is physical touch. Alicia, acts of service and ties is physical touch. Do you guys see that? Like, there's a pattern though, like a lot of us.
Can I say something too? Not every guy has physical touch as his love language, and not every expression of physical touch is sex.
True.
Like, I want to, definitely that's a component to physical touch for those of you that's your love language. And so even keeping that in mind, if it's not yours and that's your spouse's and they're like, have sex with me, understand that that is a way to show them love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just wanted to add that.
I don't like holding hands, so Ty will hold my wrist. People probably think we have a healthy relationship. Why is that, Alicia? And that's just an interesting thing. I mean, because, yeah, probably people would, and people would go, well, that's sort of odd. Why is he holding her wrist? But is that your hands, just you don't want it confined, sweaty, something like that? Paul, physical touch. Yeah. It's interesting because there's also gifts. There's words of affirmation,
mm-hmm.
Which we haven't heard a lot of that one.
Yeah, I feel okay. There are a few words.
Yeah, there are some words, but gifts is not on here at all, which is really interesting. Not one person who's answered anyways. Okay, cool.
Awesome. So a couple things that we want to bring up and just share with you guys that you're going to...
Can I say one thing though too?
Sure, he nudges me and then he wants to say something.
I know, I'm
you
sorry.
You go first.
I'm sorry, because I started saying stuff. Melissa, welcome. Great having you. You guys, Alicia just comment. But I just want to say, you got your guys' transparency, and this is pointing out Alicia again. I know you don't like this, but I am. We had the question about sex toys, adult toys. You put something up, you took it down, then you put it back up. And I wanted to say thank you for that, for each and every one of you, for being transparent. Because what you put up there, I think, was helpful for a lot of us. To the point that Elisa and I are buying that, because in that adult toys episode that we did, we actually re-recorded that. This is for you guys. Nobody else really, nobody knows this, but we re-recorded that. We actually did that before we left on our trip for Colorado. We did our MOPS international filming. We spent the whole weekend in Boulder, and interestingly enough, that episode was nagging on Elisa and I, so that when we got back late Sunday night, on Monday we got up and we re-recorded that one and then released it on that Tuesday. But it's because of you guys being open and honest, you know, we were able to pull some more stuff, understand some more. Jonathan brought something up that I completely messed up on the first recording of it, and so we redid it because of you guys that helping us out through that. So thank you.
And that's rare, you guys. I can think probably 3 times, maybe at the most 5 times that we've ever recorded the show.
Yeah. Alicia, she has lupus and her joints hurt. Okay. Hey, that's my goodness. Yeah, I could totally understand that. I mean, there's so many joints right there in our hands. Got it. Thank you for sharing.
Oh, look, Shanna's love language is words.
Shanna, my primary is words of affirmation, secondary is quality time. Kimberly, we're the most touchy-feely in my family. I rarely see my sibs hold hands. Wow. That's crazy. the emojis. All right. So I just want to share that with you guys. I mean, it's truly amazing what you guys share with us and how we're able to really look at the show and the specific episodes because of how much you guys share. And I think it just makes it better personally. Now you can go.
You sure?
I'm sure.
Okay.
Quiet my mouth and let you take it away.
We'll see how long that lasts. So we're adding a new feature in the August position post. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to make you all aware of it because it's a way for you to participate in the position post as well. You may have seen I put a post up on Facebook. We're doing a featured couple. Mm-hmm. And the reason that we want to do this is because you all have stories to share, right? Mm-hmm. You all have had breakthrough. Tony and I get to see it, and the rest of you here on the Facebook group, you get to see it. But there are hundreds of other partners that aren't Summit partners that need to know the breakthrough. Mm-hmm. And because they're not in the Facebook group, we actually want to give them a little taste of it by including you guys in the position post. Mm-hmm. And so you'll see that feature starting in August. If it's something that you want to participate in, we just have a simple little form just so I can get some of the background information, and you can find that at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/featured couple. But I just want to make...
You set that up?
I totally know how to do pretty lights.
Wow. Right on.
How do you think they've been responding?
I don't know. I thought you just put the link in the Facebook group.
Oh, no, because it was ugly. So I figured it was. Pretty link. And yes, even though I don't handle all the technical stuff, Elisa can still figure out how to do this.
Awesome.
Awesome. So if you want to participate, be in an upcoming edition of the position post. I can't promise you when to be in. Obviously, your summer partners will see it. But I wanted
to. We have 12 in a year.
Yeah.
So you have a chance.
Oh, man. Another thing that I wanted to make you all aware of is.
See you later, Kimberly. Enjoy the Spanish novella.
Oh, novella. Yes. Oh, go have fun.
Go have fun. Love you.
Something else that you guys are going to hear about in next Tuesday's show, and I just want to make you aware of it now, is. Thank you, Travis. I should have.
What's the link again? oneextraordinarymarriage.com/featured couple.
Minus the flowers and the rainbows and the unicorns. I couldn't figure out how to do that and make it extra pretty for Travis, but you all will be able to get there. But next week's show is on the fact that for a lot of couples, talking about sex is uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we realized this past week when we did the Instagram stories was that there are a lot of areas that are uncomfortable.
That's right.
Excuse me, I'm being groomed.
No, you were just glistening.
Oh, I was glistening. Okay, yeah. Thank you. It's not hot in here.
It's not.
But there are a lot of areas that we need to go deeper on, and we can't do it easily in a 30-minute show.
Mm-hmm.
And so, as so often happens at one, when we see that there's a need, we take that and run with it. So we're in the process right now of, yes, that is nice, Shanna. We're putting together a live workshop in October. It's not going to be the one conference where we're going over all the intimacies. We're actually going to do a one-day event focused singularly on sex. Literally, this is an idea that's, 36 hours? Maybe 48 hours old. So we don't have details yet.
36 is more than 48. Oh, no.
You're scaring me. Oh, my gosh. No, 36 is not ever more than 48.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, you doesn't have to do math to have great sex. I'm just saying. Not a requirement. So we'll keep you guys posted. I wanted to share it with you because some of you may have contributed answers to what's difficult to talk about.
What's coming up is really from our hearts. Sex is so much, and we got to have a two-way conversation.
Mm-hmm.
We love doing online stuff. Obviously, for those of you who've done like our Love Deeper workshop or some of our older workshops that we've done over the years, and they're great. In all honesty, we've had a blast. It's tough though when we're talking about sex and we really need to go deep and we got to talk about areas that need to be expanded upon. And more importantly, you guys need to have a space where you can sit and talk and get emotional, cry, let feelings out, work through those pieces with us and others there supporting you. And so that's why we're really looking at these, I'm going to just put air quotes right now, boom, that way, sex workshop, because it needs to be discussed in a way that can allow you guys to feel open and about it. I mean, even talking, we did a marriage retreat in May, and from the stage, we talked about lube, and Elise and I have talked about lube how much on the show with you guys, and no kidding. We, after that session, there was a pool party time, and Elisa and I walked around that pool and just saying hi to folks. Every single one of them was talking about lube. It was unbelievable. And so to be in a place where we can have lubes up there, our favorite lubes, we can have vibrators, dildos, we can have the womanizer up there, we can have these so people and couples can touch them, look at them, talk about them, and also for us to go in deeper, even how do we even broach this conversation and get it going. So that's why.
Ashton, this one probably won't have a live stream. I'm just saying.
The first one is going to be our, I will say truthfully and honestly, it's going to be a beta. And, you know, we're going to open it up. We're going to probably have the price at half of what we normally would charge and then go from there. But we got to test it out. We got to know what's going to work, what isn't going to work. So it'll be a smaller group and it will be here in San Diego for sure. Mm-hmm. Also, as we're talking about live events, January, probably the second week of January, is the 10th anniversary, and we are going to be working hard to be putting on a live recording, two episodes here in San Diego, hopefully like the House of Blues. That's going to be coming too. That's, and this is all stuff for you guys. Nobody else knows this stuff yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we haven't done any of that. We did get a question that came in that I want to share. And it's a question that I often run into in coaching. So I think there is that carryover that it didn't just come in through somebody in the Position of the Month Club, but also it's a common question in coaching. And that's how do I start coaching if my spouse isn't ready? Mm-hmm. And the truth of the matter is that the answer is yes. Because one person being able and willing to take change in the marriage actually creates change in the marriage. And I run into this quite frequently, where one person will start coaching with me, one spouse, and I'll invite the other to join. I actually have kind of a boilerplate email that I send saying, hey, I'd love to, you know, just pick your brain and see what's going on in the marriage. But it's the act of that first person, the first spouse, taking action. It's the act of them honoring what the other spouse has said in regard to coaching. It's the act of saying, you know what, it's like if you were sick. Right. If you knew that there was something wrong with you and you're like, well, when my spouse says that we can go to the doctor, or my spouse says that it's time to go to the doctor, or whatever, then I'll go. Well, if you know that there's something that needs to be addressed, mm-hmm. you'll do whatever it takes to get that addressed.
And this isn't only for you guys, but you guys are the light in your communities. Mm-hmm. You guys are sharing what's happened in your marriage and where you're at and where you were. So don't be afraid to tell people that as well. Use that analogy, because many of us know folks, and there, in all honesty, there was a time when Elise and I, we didn't do coaching. We didn't dive into a lot of these areas because we felt like, ugh, this can't be something we would want to do. And yet we would help them go find somebody, and helping to frame it around like, hey, if you were sick and you had the flu, would you wait for your spouse to go, okay, now it's time to go get you checked? Or are you going to be like, no, I'm going to go. And even if you have to drive yourself to the ER or to the urgent care, you're going to go do that. So mm-hmm. it's sort of the same way, and same looking at it from that light that, hey, there's something going on. Go take care of it. It's okay. And last year, the whole show was, what can I do? And the reason that came up is because prior to that, it was always somebody going, well, hey, Dan, what's happening? We're going to see Dan and his wife in August. They're here in town. That's going to be awesome. People would just, like, deer in the headlights. And 2018 was all about, like, what can I do in my marriage? Like, you don't have to always have permission from your spouse to make a change. Sometimes you just got to go do it, and they will come. They will come alongside you. That you see the differences that are being made. And we've heard it from many a couple when it comes to fitness, their diets, even like what they're eating. One spouse goes, hey, it's time to eat clean. And before you know it, the other spouse, who was sort of lackluster and really didn't care, is now on board and like feeling healthier and feeling better. So.
Absolutely. And I actually want to interject, Greg and Kylie are at the hospital again for Kylie.
Okay.
So that's why they're not on today. So just send up some prayers for Kylie.
Yep.
He didn't say why. It could just be a checkup.
Hopefully it's just a checkup.
I just want to add that in, because they're.
Alicia, so true. Mental health and relationship health. Financial health is just as important as physical. Amen. And that's why we did. And that's why we did that money series. Mm-hmm. In all honesty, it's just we got to work on these areas together as a family, and be able to reach out to folks who can help us and not just sit there deer in the headlights all the time. I think it's in next week's show where we talk about setting up your financial wealth. I even said, it's like, even when we started, we didn't have a ton of money, but we had something. And so it was just the starting and reaching out to somebody. Mm-hmm. Martin, great to have you here. Karen, that sounds like the physical intimacy part is stripped down. Yep. Prayers. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. Just keep those guys, Kylie and Greg, for all of you who don't know, they're from Australia, and Kylie has had numerous surgeries. Mm-hmm. And so, but she's been getting better, which is great. So exciting to hear that she is getting better. And hopefully this is going to be just one of those.
Absolutely. I actually want to ask.
Yeah.
Kimberly's
gone.
I will message her. I saw that she had put a future show idea on household expectations. And I.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Nice. She did. So I wrote it down. I was going to ask her a question.
Okay.
And she realized she's watching it.
The next series that's coming up is going to be Marriage Through the Ages.
It's kind of like Marriage Through the Years. I'm still working on kind of what that title's going to look like. But every decade of marriage, and I'm not talking about like, you know, are you in your 20s or you're in your 30s, but like the first 10 years, the second 10 years, what starts to happen, a series on housekeeping, chore chart for tween. Okay. That's funny that you say that because Kimberly's comment was on chores as well. And I definitely think that's going to be worked into this because that deals a lot with expectations.
In the upcoming series. Okay.
Because that changes. When you're in different seasons of life, it changes if you've got little kids. It changes if you've got those teenagers who maybe won't take out the garbage mm-hmm. without being prompted every single week. It changes when you're going through menopause. It changes, you're dealing with erectile dysfunction. You're dealing with all of these different things. So,
how does erectile dysfunction have anything to do with chores?
No, I'm talking about how, like, life and stuff.
Oh, okay. I'm like, where did chores?
Maybe that was confusing.
Where did chores and ED come in, man? I can't do chores anymore. I got ED. Like, what? Come on. Like, yes, that's a nice snort. Love it.
It's not like 36 is greater than 48. We all have our moments.
Awesome, Judy. Thank you. The financial intimacy one, personally, I've enjoyed it. It's just been an eye-opener for us.
Well, it's an area that we haven't really, in 9.5 years, we've probably done maybe 2 or 3 shows on.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Probably. And it was really something that came out of the one conference that people were asking us to go deeper.
Yeah.
And we realized before we did the conference again that we needed to go deeper mm-hmm. with all of you, kind of work out that material and figure out how we were going to be able to.
No, I was just laughing at your ED comment and my chore comment.
It's fine.
Yeah. So I'm glad you guys have really enjoyed it. We enjoy it. Because again, for us, it's just, we're able to chunk these things down, but having 2 episodes drop every week is much easier because I couldn't imagine taking up 6 weeks with just financial intimacy and not being able to tackle, mm-hmm. you know, adult toys or some of these other sexual, emotional areas that we like to continue to touch on each and every week. So that was good.
If you guys can post, I see a lot of you posting about chore charts and things like that for your teens and tweens. If you...
Oh, Travis. Love it.
Travis.
Maybe that's what you do in your new bathroom.
Oh. But
I don't. Sorry, man. That is a sight.
No. See, that was just too much. Too much. Too much. But if you can post whatever you use with your kids.
Yeah, into post the group, it, please.
Because that's going to help everybody.
Yep.
And so, and having maybe 2 or 3 different ones that will allow people to, you know, pick and choose or to see what works best with their, please don't talk. Sorry. I just saw Alicia's. Please don't talk finance. And don't worry. That series ends August 1st.
Yes. Well, but that's why the series are working out, and some of them are going to go deeper. Some are going to be 2 or 3 and we'll be able to work that way. And for some of you like Tammy and Aaron, maybe wait till all 6 are done and make it happen. You know, maybe it's 1 week, and over the course of the week, you listen to all six of them. Or maybe it's, you know, just taking that time together to go, let's listen to the first one and let's get working on this.
Hello, Stephanie. Welcome.
Hey, Stephanie.
So I want to address something that Tammy said there, because since she hasn't listened to the series,
yeah.
I think we covered it in either the first or second episode, because she said financial intimacy is harder to talk about than sex. Sex is easy. So here's what I would say to that. If you've developed the ability to talk about one of the most difficult topics in marriage, and sex is,
mm-hmm.
let's face it,
yeah.
then you pivot that, you know, 45 degrees, 90 degrees, I don't care what you call it, almost circle, you pivot. And you take that same skill set, you take that same give and take around the conversation, you take that same mm-hmm. openness to trying new ideas, you take that same, you know, we're going to have a calm conversation about this, you take those same skills and you drop in a different topic. It's not that what we have to do as couples is we have to, you know, remove what we think in our own head about finances and get all wrapped up in, well, this is an emotional topic. They're all emotional. Like, they are.
Yeah.
So take the skills. And here's something that we shared. I think it was in this last estate planning show. You all, not only are you part of the one family, but you're part of the Position of the Month Club. And you're summit partners. Okay?
Yeah.
This is like the highest of the high. And because of that, what we know about you is that you're incredibly intentional
yeah.
about what you do. You're desiring to have something that other people don't, which means that you're going to have to take actions that other people don't, which means that if financial intimacy is hard, then that's the area you probably need to tackle next
mm-hmm.
because you've identified it. It stirred something up. Guess what? If something gets stirred in you, that means that's where you need to work. So that's what I would say to that one.
Yeah.
Alicia, don't worry. We're not going to talk about it nonstop.
I think once we're done, we're done.
It's been,
like I said, it's been great series. And
I just want to ask Shanna, are you complaining? Are you saying that you suck in regard to household chores or something else? I don't know if you need the boot camp for. So if you can just.
Or is that a sexual thing?
Well, okay. If it is, then I've seen some of their posts.
Martin's saying I still need to listen to the Side Hustle episode. I think you'll dig it, Martin. I mean, we've had a number in our own lives, but we also gave you guys some resources. One of my good buddies, Nick Loper, has the Side Hustle or Side Hustle Nation,
mm-hmm.
A great podcast that I've been on myself. So we really made sure to resource you with some experts that we really love. My good friend Dustin has done some stuff as well. So listen to that and check that one out.
Okay. Shanna, if it's about the house, it's all good. You're in good company. Like the housekeeping.
Oh gosh, if you guys came through our house sometimes,
gene.
Oh my gosh,
I didn't get it, and I don't care that I didn't get it. I finally released.
Doubts about my sexual psyche.
No complaints. See, I knew that one of them was going to tell us there were no complaints. I was thinking it was going to be
You're
Travis,
awesome.
But I'm glad that it's Shanna because that confidence. So that confidence just allows you to go, you know what? I don't have to be good at housekeeping. No. There are other people that can do that for me. That's what I would say to that.
Yes. Oh, I love that, Karen. Love that quote.
Yeah.
Start with something easy when it comes to beginning a financial conversation. Yeah. And that's why we started out the whole series with, you know,
bringing your finances together.
Bringing your finances together. And then the next one is the conversation.
Money conversations.
Money conversations. And so we just walked you in debt. How do we get rid of, you know, let's get out of that debt, because that's mm-hmm. the big thing, and just hammering on that stuff, you know. So I was saying, stop cleaning. I want a house that looks lived in, not a museum.
Okay, so apparently we just need to fly Karen all over the country so that she can take care of our houses, because there's a stop in Oklahoma and there's a stop in California. So
there we go. And I'm sure there's others along the way. Yeah. So you can just sort of make her rounds every week and just boom, boom, boom. That would be awesome. Any questions from you guys? Love the conversations as always with you guys. Some other notes on our side here. Position post coming together. Awesome. If you guys have any insights, questions,
mm-hmm.
Don't ever hesitate to ask. We're really loving how that thing is coming together. Stop in New Jersey, Judy. There you go. There's three. There's four. You're
she can go to New Jersey, and then she can go to Oklahoma,
yeah.
Salt Lake City, and then San Diego.
And then go all the way back.
Well, because you'll have to be
Yeah, you do have seven kids. So, yeah, that is a little... That's like every day we're working on the kid. But so that's coming together great. We're working on different areas, different aspects. So just keep touching us. Letting us know what's happening. If something comes up, no harm, no foul on our... Like Karen's like, hey, last week, did we all miss this? And truthfully, Elisa and I, you'll find that we do not get offended easily. We do not harbor somebody saying, hey, this didn't happen. It, for us, it's always growth, and we fess up to stuff. I will say one of my biggest pet peeves are the people on Instagram who love to tell me that I missed a letter and a word. So, and to me, it's like, I'm not perfect. Life happens. So please don't pick it out anymore. But again, I just extend grace and just move on and just like, okay, cool. So that's just one of mine. But just know if things come up, you never have to be concerned if Elisa and I are going to get offended, upset. Nope. We look at it and we like when Karen brought that up, it was just like, yeah, how did we miss that? Like, we had it three different places.
Three different times,
and that was bad on us. And so we gotta come to the plate and say, hey, that was our bad, and we're sorry. But we're here today, which is great.
And if you do want to correct Tony's spelling or grammar on Instagram, just send him a DM. You don't have to post it.
You don't even have to send me a DM. Don't. Just don't. Who cares? So, nobody cares.
Well, and he's not going to, just so you know, he's not going to delete it.
Like,
he's not going to change
it. Who cares? We mess up. That's human. That's what happens in our marriages, man. I'm not trying to live a perfect life. If I wanted to live a perfect life, I'd be Jesus.
And we wouldn't be married.
So there you go. My little rant at the end.
Wow, he's on fire. We love you guys too.
I think we were all too excited about 500. I think you are.
You know what?
There it is. Thank you, Karen.
That was an emotional show. That's an emotional milestone.
You sent me. Yeah, that was on my personal though, Travis. So I don't check that as often.
Well, we're glad that we could, you know, be part of your social media corruption, Travis.
The only reason I got IG. Awesome. And anytime you're in San Diego, by all means, come check us out. You guys are always welcome to just message us. Like I said, Dan's going to be here and his wife are going to be out here in August. So we're going to be hanging out with them. So anytime you're here, don't hesitate to reach out.
The only thing I would say to that is please give us a notice.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Don't hit me up the day before.
We have had that happen with a few people in the one family. They're like, hey, we're going to be in town like in the next 2 days. Can we connect? And interestingly enough, we're not sitting around with nothing on our calendars. So we want to make time for you. If we're in town, that type of thing, we definitely want to connect. But heads up is a good thing.
I'm glad you guys all got IG just because we're on there. I love it. And we love you guys, you know, chiming in on the stories. It's so amazing. There's such a joy that comes in doing every episode now just to hear from you guys and what's going on. So some of the faces we recognize because you guys use the same, what's it called?
The McMurrays are moving to Arizona.
Profile.
What part of Arizona? I love Arizona.
Yeah. Where in AC?
Let's move to San Diego. Yes. Just make it easier.
This is just like, yeah. We're going to just buy a big old compound somewhere.
Alex and I were, our son, we were looking at
a ranch.
We were looking at places in Boulder, and I found this estate that would be amazing for the one family. It was only like $8 million.
Cherish, that's in October.
That's C3's Women's Conference, October 3rd through 5th, which coincidentally for the second year in a row falls on our wedding anniversary. Yay. Scottsdale, I love Scottsdale. It's my favorite.
That's our place. That is honestly, Alicia, if we move from San Diego, is one of the places, like one of the top places on our list.
Yes.
We want a big old, fat, modern condo right there.
I'm really hoping, like, ideally
electricity is like a third of the price than as it is out here.
And yes, Travis, land is much cheaper in Oklahoma than it is in California.
True. We got 5 years and then our lives are up in the air, so we're cool. We're trying to figure that piece out. We may not live anywhere for a little bit and just travel the world, just have our podcasting equipment and go see everybody. So,
yes, we actually have a pretty decent one family contingent in Arizona, the Phoenix Scottsdale area.
No AZ.
You don't have to go.
So,
you know, you can always come to San Diego. I'm just saying, yeah. Scottsdale's great in the summer. Scottsdale's great in the winter because I like it hot so I can get in the pool. This is exciting.
Yeah.
Two more people in Scottsdale.
More. All right, you guys. Any other questions? We love this time with you guys for sure. I think we covered everything. I think if you guys, I think it was Kylie or Karen who asked about posting. I think it was Kylie just posting a question possibly after or just getting some engagement going. So I was even thinking about posting one today on the Side Hustle Show. Like if you've had one, or are you thinking about one? So just get people talking and sort of reviewing the show, and we just try to go deeper on those shows. So that would be there. Marty asked about Instagram. Did I miss something?
Oh, it was Kylie. You're getting corrected.
Oh, got it. I'm like, whoa. Oh, Marty. Okay. I'm like, whoa. What am I missing? So
Karen's keeping you honest.
Yeah, there's a lot sometimes that we're looking at, so I can't remember everything. I try.
That's why we have them.
I know. So that's it. Have yourself a fantastic rest of your day. We'll get this next one up and going, and make sure, and I will say this, man, you guys are amazing welcoming new partners in, and we so appreciate each and every one of you. If you need us for anything, don't hesitate to reach out. We're here, and we'll go from there. All right. Love you guys. Take care. And we'll catch you next time. Bye.
Bye.